Stu is friends with my manager, I guess, and they just got the script to me and asked if I wanted to be in it. And I just said yes immediately because it was hilarious.
Yeah. You do love comedy across TV and film, uh-huh. And how do you approach it differently, if at all?
With TV and movies? I approach it the same, because more and more they're becoming the same, you know.
Yeah.
A movie like this, we had about... worked at about the same rate as we do on Parks or Party Down because we were in a hurry the whole time. Movie I did last summer, Secret Life of Walter Mitty, was like a big studio movie, so we would spend, it's spread out over like 4 or 5 months, so you have a lot more time. So, you know, but as far as the acting goes, I approach it exactly the same.
And you've worked with Amy before, obviously, on Parks and Rec, and Jane on Party Down.
Yeah.
Has your chemistry changed from, you know, working on those TV programs to working on this film?
It's funny because in this movie, Amy plays my stepmom, my, like, evil stepmom. And so, yeah, we had to change it up. We couldn't make, you know, googly eyes at each other like we do all day on Parks. But it was fun to do something different, and she was so excellent in the part, and I just love being around her, and she's, I think, she's my favorite actress. I think she's, like, the best actress around. So I think it's great to have, for her to be able to play this wildly different character than she does on the show, of course. I mean, she can do anything, so...
If you don't mind, one more question.
Sure.
What is your own relationship with your parents like in real life, and can you relate at all to...
Well, they got divorced when I was 5, but it was amicable, and I never even saw an argument. It was done in the best interest of us kids, and I had an incredibly happy childhood. So my relationship with my parents is excellent. It's great. The movie, not so much. It's like the opposite. So I didn't quite relate to that, but I did relate to the idea of growing up with divorce, and trying to navigate the waters of marriage, having not really grown up in the middle of one. I mean, both of my parents went off and ended up having very healthy marriages elsewhere. Not elsewhere, but you know what I mean. So, you know, I certainly saw those relationships and how healthy they were. So I guess...
Cool, thank you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask you, obviously you're in every single scene of this movie, and you have a great co-cast to work alongside with, but how was it kind of carrying the whole movie along? It's always you.
Yeah, you know, I'd only done that 2 other times, and in those, in... There's a movie, Vicious Kind, and this other movie, Friends with Kids, where I wasn't in every single... It was close, but this one was every single one, so I started going a little crazy after a couple weeks. I was saying in there, like, when you're doing that every day for 5 weeks, you go home and go to sleep, and all of your dreams... have a camera crew watching you in them. It's really weird. Yeah. So I went a little nuts, but for a couple days I was just starting to really feel the weight of the movie on me. Like, if I screw up, then this movie won't work. Like, usually I can be bad in an episode of Parks and Rec, and it'll be fine because there's Amy and there's Nick and there's all the rest of the cast and the writing's great. But in this, if I'm bad, then it'll make the writing look bad. It would just be bad, and the writing's great, so I didn't want to do that. So I freaked out a little. Stu and Teddy and Ben were really great and helped me kind of not be so freaked out.
Cool, awesome, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any particular moment in the film that you enjoyed the most filming?
That's a good question. I really loved when we were out at that lake. It was just very peaceful, and the weather was nice, and we could just kind of... I had my birthday out there, and so I spent my birthday with Poehler and Catherine O'Hara, Clark Duke. Who else was there? Was there anyone else there? And we all... just Catherine O'Hara made margaritas in her. We were in this like Econo Lodge, like a Hampton Inn out on the side of a freeway, and we just stayed in their like lobby and drank margaritas. It was out in the middle of nowhere in Georgia because it was at this lake. It was a great way to kind of have your birthdays with these lovely, lovely folks. It was really fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Cheers. Thanks, guys.